This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, May 7th, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by Arcom Printing, located on the hillside just east of the Township and College intersection in Fayetteville. Arcom Printing provides printing, copying, and digital output services. ArcomPrinting.com or 444-7711 for more information. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Arts Life Theater prepares for its production of Honk Jr., the musical version of the story of the Ugly Duckling. And a pair of artists build an interesting structure on the University of Arkansas campus. Also, we remember Levon Helm in the latest installment of Arkansas. Those stories and more, but first, these other items of note. State Senator Jack Crumbly is seeking an injunction ordering the state to redraw the boundaries for his district. He's one of 24 plaintiffs in the federal lawsuit. Crumbly claims changes made to his district lines are discriminatory because they reduce the percentage of African American voters. The district lines were drawn by the Board of Apportionment, which is made up of Governor Mike Beebe, Secretary of State Mark Martin, and Attorney General Dustin McDaniel. Governor Beebe says he's not surprised by this challenge.
I think every redistricting since I can remember has had at least one lawsuit filed over it, so it wasn't a surprise. And you just go tell it like it is, and the court will decide what's appropriate.
Beebe is scheduled to testify tomorrow, marking the first time he has had to testify in a court proceeding since becoming governor. The trial is expected to last about a week. It's National Foster Care Month, and for the 4,000 foster children in Arkansas, it might mean more families open their homes to them. Foster parents and children spoke about their experiences Friday in Little Rock in an effort to encourage more families to serve as foster parents. Department of Human Services spokeswoman Amy Webb says at any given time, there are 4,000 children in the state's custody. Webb says the recent $2.2 million in cuts for preventative programs that identify children at risk of abuse or neglect may impact the number of kids in the state's foster care system. She says a lot of wonderful children are in the state's custody and just need good, stable homes. Webb says DHS is especially looking for families willing to take in older kids and siblings. The Working Poor, Invisible in America, a national bestseller by David K. Shipler, has been chosen for the fall 2012 One Book, One Community Reading and Study Program. The book, published in 2004, profiles dozens of people in this country who have jobs, work hard, but can't seem to escape the cycle of poverty. Shipler will visit the University of Arkansas in October as part of the One Book, One Community project. He will speak with students who are reading, discussing, and writing about his book as part of their English composition or other courses, and he will deliver a public lecture as well for members of the community interested in taking part in the annual program. This will be the fourth year of the One Book, One Community project. Its success on campus and in the community prompted Chancellor G. David Gerhart to provide the project with a permanent budget, drawing on money from private donations to the Chancellor's Fund. More information is available at onebook.uark.edu. After a scoreless first six innings, Arkansas and South Carolina combined for 17 runs during the final three innings as the number five Gamecocks defeated the 18th-ranked Razorbacks 10-7 yesterday afternoon at Baum Stadium. Arkansas only won one game in this weekend's three-game series against South Carolina. The Razorbacks dropped to 34-15 overall and 12-12 in SEC play. Arkansas is back in action on Thursday as it hosts Auburn in the first game of a three-game series. Game times for the series are 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, 6:35 on Friday evening, and 2:05 on Saturday afternoon. The series opener will be televised on ESPNU. The University of Arkansas softball team closed out its 2012 regular season yesterday, dropping a game at Georgia 7-1. The Razorbacks' trip to Athens, Georgia this weekend resulted in two losses in the three-game series. Arkansas has an overall season record of 27-26 and 7-21 in the SEC. The Razorbacks are eligible for postseason play, but must wait until the NCAA selection show, which will take place next Sunday. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals have had a busy weekend. The Nats wrapped up a four-game series against the Springfield Cardinals with a 14-9 loss Friday evening. On Saturday, the Naturals returned to Arvest Ballpark and began a four-game homestand against the Tulsa Drillers with a victory. In Saturday's 2-1 win over the Drillers, Jake Odorizzi tied a franchise record for strikeouts. Yesterday afternoon, the Nats put another mark in the win column with a 4-3 victory. The two teams will play Game 3 of the series tonight at 7. The Naturals will send Justin Marks to the mound against the Drillers' right-hander Joe Gardner.